If you wanted to throw a huge dance party tonight, you could call up a DJ and bring in a sound system. But one 34-year-old jazz musician wonders, why not bring in a big band, as you might have in the past? Darcy Jame Argue leads an 18-piece big band. He's also a writer. His blog has become a popular jazz website. Patrick Jerawatnanan has this profile.
Jazz composer Darcy Jame Argue did not start out to be a blogger.
Mainly I started because I needed an easy-to-put-together website for the band. But, I mean, you know, like, we're kind of a two-blogging apartment here. My girlfriend has a political blog that she had started, and I started to get jealous. And hers is much more popular than mine.
Argue writes frequently about jazz and modern music, with forays into politics and pop culture. But his site also functions as an information hub for his band, Secret Society. Argue's posted downloadable recordings of nearly every gig that Secret Society has ever played, over 30 sets in all.
Isn't that the drug dealer model where you give away a bit of your product for free and then the people get hooked and then they come back and they want more and they're willing to pay for it?
Peter Hum is an arts editor for the Ottawa Citizen newspaper, where he too curates a blog about jazz.
His website just struck me as a really cool place to go and learn about jazz through the eyes and ears of someone who's really out there doing it in New York.
Nearly 4 years after Secret Society's first gig, in the basement of the New York rock club's CBGB, Darcy Jame Argue has finally released Infernal Machines, his band's first studio album. Argue says he waited so long to make an album because he wanted to perfect the details. It's not cheap to record an 18-piece big band, so Argue turned to his listeners for help. He set up a fund where fans could make tax-deductible contributions and asked his blog's readers to contribute.
That's like my least favorite thing to do on the blog. You know, NPR, I'm sure you can relate. No one's going to like doing the pledge drives.
Argue says he was overwhelmed by the response, even though it only came out to a little over 10% of the recording budget. He's funding the remainder of it through his day job as a music copyist.
I have various clients that I prepare music for, and I transcribe stuff as well. I actually had a kind of a funny gig for the CK1 fragrance. They wanted the transcription of the jingle that they use in their ads into music notation. So any time I get any chance to do one of those, I will, because it means that I can then afford to do more Secret Society work.
Secret Society isn't just any jazz big band. Music is informed by the science fiction subgenre called steampunk, which envisions a future where steam power is still today's dominant technology.
For me, the core of what was in steampunk was this kind of creative referencing of the past and using that as a lens to comment on the present. So we've got this antiquated music technology, the big band. There's something beautiful about the possibilities of having that many musicians and kind of reverse engineering taking in, saying, well, what would it be like to try and play like studio crafted rock with this kind of swing era technology?
It goes from anywhere from ethereal and spacey to very, very deep grunge, rock, techno, etc.
Ingrid Jensen has played trumpet and flugelhorn in Secret Society since the band's first gigs.
It feels like the feeling that I had when I used to play in these great swing bands, where they really swung, but in this case it's more like really rocking out.
Darcy Jame Argue isn't afraid to embrace the pop and rock of today, along with the music of great big band composers. If anything, he says, today's jazz musicians should be doing it more.
The thing is, I'm a white guy from the West Coast in my early 30s. If I have a culture, it's grungy guitars and kind of minor key chord progressions. So I never really considered making music that didn't involve that in some way.
Darcy James argues approach to big band music might also help unsuspecting listeners, those who wander into the rock club Secret Society sometimes plays and see 18 music stands and just one guitar. Patrick Jaren Watsonanen, NPR News.
You can find more of the interview with Darcy James Argue at NPR's new jazz publication, A Blog Supreme. It's at npr.org/blogsupreme. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.